Mazel Tov to Kivi on his Hachnasas Tefillin. So nice to, It's nice to see everybody back from Eretz Yisrael, young men and women, that come back after a fantastic year learning. So I figure we'll talk a little bit about Eretz Yisrael. There's a beautiful sefer from Rav Wolfson, Tzion Ve'areha, which discusses the specialness of selected cities. He goes through and connects them, and he discusses just in Eretz Yisrael in general. So I thought it'd be appropriate to learn a little bit, do a few brief selections from the Sefer. The first thing he does, he quotes from the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer was Gadol Hador in Pressburg, Yeshiva. So he writes like this in Parsha Shlach, about Hamevin V'yorei B'dayit L'sof Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. If a person is mavin, understands, to have a havana doesn't mean just to hear something, it means to really, like in Yiddish, to grab something, to understand it. And he understands the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, says the Chasam Sofer, Yimsor nafsho v'chol hono rak la'alos v'lirois. A person will be moiser nefesh, and will give over their money in order to be able to go and see Eretz Yisrael. So I was thinking about this. The Chasam Sofer lived in the early 1800s. So there was no airplanes back then. If you wanted to get to Eretz Yisrael, it was a very arduous, long trip. If a person understands what it means to be in Eretz Yisrael, to be Moser Nefesh, they pay whatever it takes. Again, back then it's much more than an LL ticket. I'm not saying tickets are cheap nowadays, but back then, the Mesiris Nefesh that one would give to go to be in Eretz Yisrael. And because sometimes things come a little bit easier, we don't realize how much Mesiris Nefesh really it takes to go to Eretz Yisrael, but we should be cognizant of the uniqueness and the specialness of this. And then he continues and discusses some of the uniqueness, what makes Eretz Yisrael different than all of the cities. So by way of the background, we go to Sefer Yoshua, and they're having trouble conquering different parts of Eretz Yisrael. So a challenge is issued. I'll read you the Pesukim in Perek Tesvav. Vayomer Kalev. Kalev says like this: Asher Yake es Kiryas Sefer ulechado. Anybody who could conquer the city called Kiryas Sefer, v'nesati lo es ach saw viti leisha. I'll give my daughter as a wife to anybody who can conquer the city Kiryas Sefer. Okay, that's what Pesukim tell us. So he quotes now from Repinchas Kortzer. So chusay algin aleinu. Omer b'shem hamagid mezrich dehine b'torah nivra ha'olam. This idea of Zohar really has it, what's called a stalk b'raisa bar alma, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a blueprint for how he was going to create the world. So he looked to the Torah and used the Torah as the design. You know, imagine you had a real good architect. A real architect could look at this building right now, look around, and they could just see from the building itself, from the walls and how it's constructed, they could go back and see the blueprint of this building. They can understand where the electrical is and where the wire is. They would know all of that because they're trained this way. A skilled architect can really, they tell me, can do such a thing. The Avos were skilled architects. They were spiritual architects. They could look at the world as it is and understand what was the spiritual background that created it in such a way. They say from Chaim Brisker that if it didn't say Lo Sirtzach in the Torah, I would go around murdering people. What does it mean? He had a tie to go kill somebody? Of course not. But the reason why in our minds and our quote morality seems wrong to kill somebody, it's only because it says in the Torah Lo Sirtzach. The Torah's kaveh the mitzias. The Torah tells what it is. Estak lubrais about all these HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah and fashioned a world patterned after that. Okay, so that's what he's alluding to here. V'chol malkum yesh lo chelik v'shaychus b'Torah. Every single place in this world has a portion and a connection to Torah. K'shirata lichvosh Eretz Yisrael. And when you want to conquer a piece of land in Eretz Yisrael, Osku ba'oso halacha sheshayich ba'oso makom va'ayreze kavshuhu. You should learn the halacha that applies to that specific place. And if you learn the halacha of that location, that is how you conquer it. You learn the halacha and you conquer it, and that's how you acquire Eretz Yisrael. V'zeh shekosim, he quotes, it says, with the war, Yosha fights with the city of Ai, v'yon be'emek, literally means they dwelled in the valley. The drasha is, be'amko shel halacha. And emek is the depth of Torah, of halacha. De'osku be'oso halacha sheshayich le'ai. Yehoshua learned the halachas that applied to the physical city of Ai, And by learning those halachos, in that way he was able to actually spiritually learn the halachos, he could physically conquer the city. V'hocha, Gabi Kiryu Sefer. And here, what we're talking about now. Lo hayechol nechavsh. They couldn't conquer the city. Why not? Shezeh hayeshayech le'osu shin halachos shnishtachu be'evelu shal Moshe. Because the Gemara tells us, I believe in Temur and Tezvav, Tezayin, the Gemara tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu said before he's about to leave, does anybody have any halachos you want to ask? Any questions? Anything that's unclear? I'm about ready to leave. So Yoshua says, it says, I mean, the Torah, I never left your tent. I don't need any, there's no chazor over here, I know it. And unfortunately, the Gemara tells us that not only did they forget 300 halachos, there was created 700 sveikos. That's the Gemara says over there. What happened? They forgot. They forgot Torah. Ad sheyovo shevo osnu ben kanaz vehechzir pilpulo shel shlosh shin halachos v'kovsha. So comes osnu ben kanaz, and through his pilpul, through his learning, he reconnects and he remembers and he reconstructs those 300 halachos that were forgotten during the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. And once you've connected those with the 300 halachos that are shaykh to that place called Kiryas Sefer, and by doing that he conquered it. Vezehu Kiryas Sefer, the name itself, you hear it. Pirish. Ir Shitzarich Lekovsha, the city that had to be conquered, Al Yedei Sefer Vilimud. And that's what it means. The way Osno ben Kenaz was able to conquer Eretz Yisrael, was able to learn the halachas. By reinstating those forgotten halachas and by connecting them back to the real place, in that way, in a physical way, we were able to get the land of Eretz Yisrael. So it's a beautiful idea. It's a beautiful sefer. He goes to many, many Mekomos HaKadoshim and talks about what are the halachas that apply to Tveria and what applies to Hebron or to Yerushalayim. And he goes through to Beis Lechem Yehuda. He goes to all different wonderful places. But the theme of it is as follows. The Yesod is as follows. That the idea is when you're walking in Eretz Yisrael, you're not just walking on physical land. When you're walking in Eretz Yisrael, you're walking through a living sefer Torah. And that's what the Kedusha of it has, and that's what began with the Chasam Sofer, that if a person has just an understanding of the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, one would do everything possible they could to be there. So I want to wish a mazel tov to the Davis family upon Kivi's, was he here? Shalom. All right. Mazel tov, Kivi. We're looking forward to the Bar Mitzvah, we're just looking forward to sharing many, many simchas together. Everyone have a wonderful day.